Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD. Rono.
I make the immediate declaration.
It's Friday.
Friday. There it is. That's right.
It's been a fast week, though.
Has it?
I feel like it's been, like, I can't catch up. I think it's been a fast week.
It's been a very hectic week.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if it's fast, though. It's just felt jumbled.
We left you behind, Antoine. That's what it was. Yeah. The rest of us were moving
it's
forward.
I'm still on Tuesday.
It's been rolling. Yep. I think it's been rolling just with stuff happening, things going on this week.
Look at that poor sap all stuck on Wednesday over there.
Guys, take me with you.
No, man, you got to keep up. Yeah. That's what it is. You're that little kid. We're trying to drag you. You're like, Ma, come on, I can't.
Right.
Yeah, but we've made it to the end of the week. Let's say good morning because you know she's here. You can smell the smell of man. It's Monica
it's
Brooks.
It's man smell. I ran out of deodorant, so. I had to use, you know, man spray.
Man spray.
Jared's deodorant spray. And it's so strong. Like, man scent is so strong.
So he uses deodorant spray?
The spray, yeah.
I didn't even know people use that anymore.
I use it as a kid, but I haven't used it in years.
They have the new, like, the bottle is like, it's kind of an attractive black bottle of spray. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Of course the bottle, it has to.
Racist.
Fine, what?
Black bottle.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Black bottle, yep. That's what he's
saying. Big, thick black bottle, I understand.
Racist.
Whatever. Everything's bigger in Texas, I get it. God. That's fine.
But the smell, though, is really, you know. This guy spray is strong.
Yeah. Okay, so it's, yes, the official guy spray. Hello.
Yeah, guy spray.
And Monica walked past me, but I didn't smell it. I think it's only strong because you're not used to it being on your body.
Yeah, I think that does happen sometimes where you have to use a different deodorant or a perfume or something. No one else really notices because for the most part, we really only notice bad smells in the universe. But you notice it.
I notice it on you
all day. I always find that if I ever get a new cologne, the first time I wear it, I think I'm gonna choke on my own smell. Like, why
it's so intense?
Why is it so intense? And it's the same, you know, the one spray.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I guess when you cover yourself in man spray, that's a little bit different.
Whoa. And maybe she doesn't know how to use it since it was in a spray can.
Also true.
I know.
Maybe you sprayed it more than just in your armpit.
I think I did.
It's dripping down. It's running down your ribs.
Yep. I'm surprised that there's someone that still uses that spray. When I was a kid, it was you work hard, you need right guard. Like that. Yeah. They had that one. But I didn't even know it existed anymore. I thought we had just eviscerated that whole industry for destroying the ozone layer.
Oh,
you know, that whole thing.
Yeah. Well,
Monica's bringing that one back.
Well, and crap.
I never enjoyed the deodorant spray, too, because I do feel like in order to apply it, you do have this sort of zoo animal look to you. You're like.
You have to hold it back. It's not cute.
Right.
If a celebrity was caught bending over or trying to spray their armpits, it would not be an attractive shot.
You're bending over, your arms are open, and you're sort of hunched over, and then you're sort of doing this ostrich flap thing to sort of dry them out.
You're kind of like a puppet just been, you know, dangled.
I don't think you guys know how to apply deodorant spray. Why can't you just hold your arm above your head and then into it? I'm confused.
I don't know. Still, even that, you look like, you know,
as you're doing
Freddie
it.
Mercury in Wembley Stadium.
Now, that's true.
Yeah. You get your arm all the way in the air.
It's going to be May. I don't know.
There's just not a great way to do it.
It's not
that's
cute.
What I'm saying. It is not cute.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Australia's so weird.
It's upside down. You know, that's what it is.
It's the upside down.
Monica, the toilets go backwards. What more do you need to know how weird it is?
Only in Australia can you walk on the road. Just take a little walk.
Right.
And run across a Monty Python with three eyes.
A Monty Python?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
Are you sure you don't mean just a python?
It's named a Monty Python.
A Monty Python.
That's what it says.
Like the British comedy show from. Yeah.
That's what they named it. It is a python, but they said it, yes.
Oh,
but
okay.
It has three eyes. Now the story gets better. Yeah, but it's
what she
worse.
Says is, wait a minute. Now I'm reading the story.
Going through the story. Yes, but the snake only lived for 3 weeks, but they were able to, you know, dissect the snake and see that it had one skull but three eyes.
Three eyes,
and only in Australia. I know this is kind of weird because it makes me think, what animal? If you came across a weird animal. What would freak you out? Like a hippo with, you know, a head in the back and the front. Like, you know, something like that. Like, that would freak me out to see. Like, you see a snake.
Anything with the head in the front and the back is going to freak me out.
Yeah. It's not like that would be normal on a penguin.
It could be a golden retriever.
You know what I'm saying? like stuff like that, that would totally freak you out, right?
What about, okay, I'll go with a four-humped camel. That would be, that's a lot of humps.
You know, but if you start thinking about
the
stuff
camel
like that,
go
right?
by, one, two, three. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, shocking, right? But, and I'm just thinking to myself, man, because if I seen a hippo with a front, a mouth in the back end of front, because his butt kind of has that protrude, it could protrude out like a mouth, I would be freaked out.
Is it 420? What day is it today?
No, breathalyzer.
Is this real life?
Did she do that today?
She said a hippo with a front and a back like that.
Someone's sitting in the car right now thinking, yeah.
Okay. 52353, the animal that would freak you out. I mean, I guess I'm with Antoine. Anything that has two heads where a butt's supposed to be, that's
that's going to freak me out.
Yeah. I'm definitely afraid of that.
Just think on it.
Yeah, just think
just
on
think
it.
On, just think on it.
Oh, but Antoine, it only gets worse from here because Thang hacks are on the way as well.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, yes. Imagine resting your head for a relaxing time in your bed on a pillow shaped like a butt.
Oh, It is so soft.
Like a booty.
Shaped like a butt. If you would like to have listen to an entire discussion of pillows shaped like butts, that is the latest episode of Bubbly Banter with Monica Brooks.
We talked to the creator of the buttress pillow, a guy by the name of Ja.
Okay.
And he's 27. This idea just came to him overnight because he was missing his ex-girlfriend. And her butt.
This is a true story. Real life. I need to let you know right now, as you're shaking off the cobwebs of last night, because I know sometimes, Antoine, like people wake up in the morning and the radio comes on as their alarm.
Right.
And they're still asleep. So then it's a dream. And they think, okay, well, that couldn't have been real. That was an actual dream.
This is real.
No, the butt pillow is real, people.
The butt pillow is so real and it's so soft. And it's modeled after his ex-girlfriend because he was missing her, Mr. Butt. And he woke up, got on Kickstarter. Immediately raised like $50,000.
So the pillow that we have, because he sent these pillows shaped like butts.
Yep.
That's her butt.
Well, he said it's a little thicker than her butt, but the idea really was inspired
by. He probably had to sit down with lawyers and be like, okay, how do I need to tweak this butt just enough that it is not legally.
So it's not hers.
Like, there's no butt royalty set necessary
then
here.
She set a new precedent.
But it's a great butt. And the pillow is so soft. It's washable.
The pillow is super soft.
Super soft. And
I felt it yesterday.
It comes with yoga pants.
In case you want to dress it.
Yeah, you can dress it in a thong and yoga pants, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but he is making bank off of it. They're going to give away his pillows on Ellen and the Tonight Show and all kinds of stuff. So
he's here on the thing first before
getting going. I mean, and it's cool that he's 27. He was homeless. He went from being homeless to now having this company.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting story. So you can go on our podcast. Monica does Bubbly Banter. She pops the champagne, hangs with all her friends. They have various guests. I mean, they say, oh, you have a pillow shaped like a butt? Come on in. Not a problem. Get in here. And it's on our podcast. So you can go to iTunes. You can open up your K92 radio app. It's in there. Or if you have a smart speaker, it's in the Amazon section. Just get your skill out of the app store
and you're
good to go. And you can
make you think about your ideas. If you have an idea, go ahead and just do it.
Right.
Go for it.
If you like sleeping on like an elbow or something, like an elbow massager or something.
But he said he would never do like a boobs pillow because that would not be classy,
exactly.
He wants
to keep it classy.
That is low grade, Antoine. You and your elbow. Get out of here. So it's on there now. Yesterday we had an interesting little twist in Hook Up or Hang Up.
Right.
You have people, they're trying to meet, they're interested, they're dating, they're single. And Lady Danny was in here. She had her 60 seconds with our little friend whose name I've already forgotten. But she sprung this on him.
Would you care if I dated females while we were dating?
Would you care if I dated females while we are dating?
Okay. I don't believe in monogamy, and I think people that do are full of BS.
Oh, I remember. It was Tyler, and I thought he was going to choke on whatever it was eating or drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot to take in right now, but I guess I'm okay with that. I don't know. I mean, I do happen to believe in monogamy, but I'm sorry. I'm a little confused right now.
Well, how old are you?
That time is up.
Well, I'm 26.
Time is up. No more questions. Right. We're good. Feel like we got to a meaty detail regardless.
Yeah.
And what we do now is, and we'll get into all of this. We'll figure it out. But let's see who's here and who's not here. 3, 2, 1. Danny, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, Tyler, of course.
Tyler, I ain't going nowhere.
Tyler was quick.
Tyler said, sign me up.
I'm here. I'm here for the social experiment. Hello.
It was great. It was so funny because you were asking if she was still on the line. He goes, no, hey, just
I'm here.
Don't forget me, guys.
Danny, are you still here? Hi! Hi! Hello!
I did not hang up.
Ooh, pick me.
Yeah, he was that kid in school. Would get his elbow holding it up in the air. Ooh, pick me. So they will go on a date, just the two of them.
Yep.
We actually did clarify that in case you're curious. They go on the date, just the two of them. And then, well, whatever happens, you know, something about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas or something like that.
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, so all their dates are in Shaw's Vegas. Well, they go down to Shawsville, and whatever happens in Shaw's Vegas, nobody says anything. Yeah.
Maybe one day we can get an update.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I would love to find out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a video documentary.
Oh, my God.
Even better.
To learn. This is for learning, Monica.
Oh, okay. It's for work.
Yeah, just because you hate learning.
Work.
I mean, geez, come on now. Anybody want to have their odds to win the lottery increased?
Yes.
Anybody?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do that right now in the Thang Hack. Get ready for it.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
This is legit and it's not a trick of any kind. How to increase your odds to win the lottery.
I'm not sold yet.
Okay.
I have to hear this.
I'll explain it to you. Thang Hacks is what we do on a Friday. Try to help you out. Little tips, little tricks, little helpful things. And then Monica's. What's yours going to be? It gets its own segment after that.
Well, I'm going to help you with your car. It's a car hack.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How to drive on three wheels. By
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Antoine, what's yours?
I'm helping out college students because it's the end of the school year.
Okay. We'll start right with the lottery because I don't want you
to
make anybody wait. That way they can leave after yours. Like, forget it. I got the best one.
Numbers.
How to easily increase your chance of winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you are someone who plays scratchers, there is a very simple thing to do to check ahead of time before you buy your scratch tickets, and this will let you increase your odds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you go, you can go to the lottery page. You know, you're in Virginia, go to the Virginia lottery page. They have to list for every scratcher that's in play.
And let you know if the grand prize is already taken.
If the grand prize has already been taken, because that does happen sometimes where the scratchers have a certain run, but it doesn't necessarily mean that on the last day is when the $1 million is given away.
Right.
So you may be buying into a scratch ticket where the top prize is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm looking at $10 scratcher, 20 times the money, prizes remaining zero.
Mm-hmm.
But then right next to it, 20 times the money, it's a new one with a $1 million top prize. There are three of those remaining.
Still, yep.
So you see the red one is out.
Uh-huh.
But this purple one is in.
Yep. Still available.
So now you know which one to buy, when to buy.
Exactly. It just helps up your odds a little bit that if you're someone that pays, you know, plays the scratchers.
A lot of people check it. Yeah, they check those sites.
Sure.
Or you just ask, what new tickets do you have?
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah.
No, so you don't want to, I don't want a new ticket. I want one that's been out for a while, but hasn't paid off its top prize. That's the one you're looking for.
Because now it's due.
Exactly.
Due to win. Yep.
Exactly. All right, Antoine. I was so excited about mine. I forget what yours is even about.
It's about helping out college students.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
right.
May.
Okay, yeah, see, the kids. We'll see.
I'm in my 40s. I don't care about college kids.
it's May. It's time to move out of your dorms, move out of your apartments or whatever. And
move into real life even. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of college students, they procrastinate. So packing and stuff has not been on the high priority list. Okay.
Yep. Our intern, Olivia, is about to graduate.
Yes.
So yes.
She's going off into the world. So you are taking everything you own.
Everything.
And you have procrastinated?
Not completely, but have my white glove tomorrow and I haven't even started cleaning it. So
yes.
Fine.
So.
Wait, what is a white glove?
They call it white glove because it's supposed to be, your room has to be so clean that if you wore a white glove and you like slid your finger across like
so someone
your
comes
bed or
and
something.
Inspects your room?
Yeah.
Or you get fined?
My RA, you can get fined if your blinds aren't like dusted, if your mirror isn't perfectly clean. Dust by the baseboards.
College is serious business now.
Yeah.
We just left.
So they don't wear white gloves anymore, but they used to make the RAs wear white gloves, and if there was anything, they'd either make you re-clean it or they would fine you like...
That's amazing.
I mean, they can fine you up to like $80.
Okay, and I would say, I'm not paying. Good.
Yeah.
Come and get me. I don't go to school here anymore. I'm gone. Okay, Antoine, so college kids.
All right, so you would think when you're packing your closet, you need to take the clothes off the hanger, fold them up, and put them in a bag.
No.
You do not take your clothes off the hanger.
Uh-uh.
You put them all together. You push them together. You get a giant garbage bag, and you wrap it around the clothes. So therefore, it saves time. It makes it more efficient when you're packing your clothes.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, they even sell, there's boxes, moving boxes you can get that have the clothes hanger hook all the way across the bar.
Yeah, but college students aren't going to.
No.
We don't have cars up.
Just get a bag.
No. Yeah, like, we can't afford a box, but garbage bags, we're good.
Oh, we're good.
So throw everything into a garbage bag. Speaking of garbage bags, Monica Brooks' bag hack is next.
Garbage. This is going to help you out.
What is yours again? I already blocked it out of my memory.
It's a car hack.
Oh, okay. So put a garbage bag over your car to protect it from pollen. That's probably what it is.
Great idea. That's what the
heck. Can't see, so you have to cut a slit.
Hey, Bird Box, do they need to see?
I'm over this.
Do we have to do her segment?
We have to. We have to give her a moment.
Fine. Monica's thing. Hack is next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Well, this seems fitting, Antoine, because she's destroyed your children in previous Thang Hacks. She's destroyed your home.
What?
She's ruined vacations.
Some of them you have to be a little cautious. You have to be a little... Take care of all of them. Some of them can be a little dangerous. You need to be an adult.
None of them should be followed, but all of them make it on the radio for some reason. The one safe place you've had through all of this was your car. And now Monica's coming
for you.
You're
in your car right now. Guaranteed, there's still people.
Lock the doors and speed away. Drive to Harrisonburg where you can't hear us anymore.
Stay with us.
Or just certain pockets in Lynchburg. You can go there.
Not everyone has a new car. Some people still have to roll up their windows. You have to really roll them up, right?
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I had a 1998 Toyota Corolla that was 16 years old. I had a button.
But not everyone has a button.
Not everyone has a button.
1995. Mine still has a button.
Okay.
Yeah, but some people are, might be in a Dodge Neon. You have to roll it to crank it.
Okay. Somebody has to crank.
All right, Soldier Boy, what do you got?
Sometimes your crank, it breaks. And that little handle, it breaks off.
Right.
What do?
Get a new handle. Yeah. I'd go online and
check
I would buy the handle that I needed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You heard it. You heard it.
She's got this.
Check this. Because all you need... We all have those little fidget spinners, right?
No.
We all have them. We even have some K92 morning thing fidget spinners.
A fidget spinner.
Take some Gorilla Glue.
I cannot.
Put it on the back of that fidget spinner. Tape it to the rest of your knob. You have your little crank ready to go. Grab a hold of your fidget. That releases stress while you're cranking your window.
Grab a hold of your crank.
And crank that window.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you what she's thinking at the time.
Soldier Boy cranking.
Yep. You know, any Thang Hack that ends with Soldier Boy is one of Monica's. Soldier Boy, I'm in it.
Why me crank it? Why me roll? Yeah, why don't you roll that window up there, Soldier Boy? That crank. Hey.
Zach? You had the range of emotions, so you laughed.
Yep.
You cried.
Yep.
Which member of the Avengers made you horny?
And Antoine.
Can we just skip all this foreplay?
The K92 morning thing.
I don't know which one made him horny, but Antoine's already been back to see the Avengers a second time.
Yes,
I know.
I went and saw it yesterday.
Did you miss anything? Is there something that you caught?
Okay. There were things that I caught the second time that I didn't catch the first time.
Okay. Did you cry again?
I didn't cry, but I did get emotional again, though.
Okay.
But there weren't, I didn't blink back any tears. And just for the record, no tears actually came down my face.
Are you sure?
They welled up and I blinked them back.
It's okay.
Just on the record.
He said they wailed up. He wailed. He wailed.
Whatever.
No, I didn't wail.
Like an old widow who throws herself in a pile of rocks.
He sure did.
What I said, never mind.
It's okay.
You cried?
You wept like a baby. It's fine.
No, I didn't wept. I didn't. There wasn't any. Don't you come pat me. Don't you go back to your microphone. Get away from me.
I do believe you have to understand because, I mean, we say it all the time that they are listening to you all the time.
Yeah.
They are recording you all the time because you have smartphones and all that other trash. So, Antoine, I actually do have audio of you in the movie theater.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, when he went to see Avengers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you didn't know that. It's in page 247 of your employee agreement
I didn't read that.
Yeah, nobody reads it. So you tie into we can record everything on your phone that you do all the time.
Yeah.
When I connect it to the Wi-Fi.
It doesn't matter. Oh, no, I'm connected
always
to you.
Connected.
And especially with an Android phone, it's really easy to hack. So we got in anyway, and here's Antoine at the Avengers movies.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Such a bad day.
So it'll be okay.
That is something else.
It is.
Hand him a tissue.
I gave up on the Avengers, and then I felt bad for it, and that's that's what happened.
I know, he's really emotional.
I'm okay.
Hold back the tears now.
Text 52353, laughing my ass off at Monica's life hack.
Use it.
You.
You.
Shame on you.
Yeah, take your fidget spinner. Yeah, you can do a lot of things.
I'm going to have to start doing that. I'd be like, oh, you know what? And shout out to Ben in Lynchburg. I want to at least shout him out, even though I don't appreciate what he's encouraging around
What's
here.
That?
Well, he texted in a picture this morning, Monica, and it's a picture of his drink sitting in an old shoe.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Let me find that. That is awesome.
And you know what
is
I said?
People use it. No. People have been using They were using that before I even said anything about the hack. Someone said, I'm doing that right now. How about it?
Don't see. This is what happens. This is how you fill her head full of this. How dare you? Shame on you. Shame on you. Mad at you. It's your thing in the morning. Hey.
You.
It's Friday. Friday thang, text 52353. By the way, use that text now. Let's get this going. At 9 o'clock, we're doing the awesome foursome. Mm-hmm. Four party songs to get the people going.
Yes.
And we give you control of one of them. So if you have one song you really want to hear on this Friday to kick off your weekend, text it now to 52353.
Name and town.
Name and town is the law of the way this works.
The law of the land.
Yep. I will throw your request in the virtual trash if you don't. So name and town, we definitely need that. And also we have a text right here. It says, don't worry, Antoine. I bawled like a baby, too.
So you're not alone.
It wasn't like a baby. It was more like...
I was like, do we have paper towel over there? Because I think I hear I'm starting to...
You think that's what it is?
You don't hear anything.
I think we have paper towel over there for you.
Go and get him one.
Yeah, I think we need one just to prepare for it.
Do you think maybe he needs like a full-on handkerchief? Like
you know what?
Does he need a hanky?
Yeah, you know, thing hack. Have a blow dryer in studio.
Oh,
so we can dry his eyeballs.
Here he goes again.
Yes.
Well, and Monica, since we don't currently have the hair dryer, if you could just
blow real hard.
Yeah, if you could just blow real hard into his eyeballs right now.
When mommy says you have something in your eye, let me blow your eye real quick.
Yep. Woo! Antoine, she's going to blow your eye.
And you guys wonder why I said it feels like Wednesday.
Yep.
It's okay.
I'm not getting Friday treatment.
You know, later on we have a blow your mind, but maybe we should start a blow your eye segment also.
Right, blow your eyes.
Monica Brooks just blew your eye. What happened? Why?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, guilty purchases.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep. You buy stuff, then you feel guilty about it.
It's like, I didn't need
it. I do that with everything. Every single thing I purchase.
Well, Antoine, you will make in your life $277,000 worth of guilty purchases.
Yep.
To hear that number. But why do I always, like, I feel tempted now to go to Amazon and be like, what can I just buy? And they make it so easy.
I know.
It's so easy because you could accidentally just hit the button.
You're going to get one day shipping soon on Amazon Prime free.
Yep.
And now you buy with one click.
Yep.
All of a sudden, it's arrived. You're like, what have I even done? There's certain things, too. I buy that they seem like a good idea. And then I never use them.
Never.
Like, what did I buy for in the first place?
Well, see, I don't have that. I use it. I just feel bad.
You feel shame,
like,
every time
really
you use it.
I really need this.
Yeah.
Like when I got that need pole. It. Remember I ordered that pole?
Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, the stripping pole. The stripper's
pole. Oh, the stripper pole, yeah.
This escalated.
Yeah. I didn't need.
She also ordered a telephone pole, which was just odd.
I mean, well, hey,
but it was free shipping. Yeah, it was there.
Number two
trending. Scary. But good to know and interesting to see the connection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are someone whose sense of smell starts going, they say you are 50% more likely to die in the next 10 years.
Well, that's great.
I know.
Now I got to just walk around and smell things and ask people, am I right?
Older people, so 70 years old and older. I mean, I guess it's good to pay attention to things like that. Scientists don't even know why at this point, but they did this study and they see a correlation of people with a poor sense of smell end up having all these other health issues right after.
Yeah.
So it's not the hearing, it's not the sight. And I think definitely it's good to know. But it was not super Friday fun. So let's move on to something.
Number one.
This whole thing is weird. And I say no. I disagree with this study. Or I don't disagree with it, but I say big whoop. Because they are saying that, you know what's bad for the environment now?
What?
What's that?
Streaming music.
Streaming music is bad.
You would think we've done a better job with our carbon footprint. Is that what they call it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That we don't really use CDs or tapes or whatever the heck anymore.
Plastic and all that stuff.
It's all housed in one little thing. You could probably make that argument, too, for people who use e-readers and have all these books and all that stuff. No, they say it's worse for the environment because even though it's less plastic, it's all the computing power and the servers and the cloud and the storage, and that's all bad for the environment. And, you know, they have the whole vinyl is being revived. Uh-huh. They say that's bad for the environment, too, because it uses oil products. Like, all right, so just everything is ultimately bad.
They keep moving the goalposts. Every time we think we're within distance of score, they move it back and we have
to
do more stuff.
There's no clear answer.
Mm. No, actually, there's a very clear answer. Everything's bad, especially if it's enjoyable. If it's good for you,
it's bad.
No, if it's good for you, it's good, but you hate it. So there's that.
There you go.
But if you enjoy it, then it is bad. Exactly. Who or what needs to be told fork you? Fork you to that study right there.
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? We look over and be like, you know what? You deserve a little bit of forking right there.
Yeah.
Teach them a lesson. Free it up so you can have all the good vibes, the good energy. That's the stuff you're looking for. And Antoine, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're going to be very happy with my fork you.
Okay, I'm on board.
Okay.
Fork you!
Popcorn.
I'm intrigued.
Specifically, burnt popcorn.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, there is... I enjoy popcorn. And Antoine, he's not a lover of popcorn. You're not straight up a hater, but
no,
you
it's just... indifferent.
There's 100 different things you would rather have instead.
Yes.
It's like me with sweet potatoes.
I'm also on board with that, too.
Right. They're fine, but I could list at least 100 foods I'd rather eat first. So,
okay, yeah,
you know, and actually, I think I'd list popcorn ahead of it. I enjoy popcorn when it's fresh and it's wonderful and it's delicious. What I don't enjoy is when I come home and my mother has been watching my children and she has burned popcorn in my microwave and my house stinks.
It stays.
Oh.
Just it lingers forever.
Yeah, life. And furthermore, I will just additionally say a little fork you to my mother because she refuses to listen to me and use the popcorn button on my microwave. This is not the first time she's burned popcorn in my home.
She has to use the button.
It's there for a reason, that button.
Right.
I never use the button.
Of course you don't. Well, Why would you?
Yeah, you're defiant and evil. I understand.
I just never pay attention. You
don't like rules. I understand. And you don't want it to be convenient and normal. And
God bless her heart. I used to work with somebody for her life could not burn popcorn. Every time she made popcorn at work, she burnt it.
Yeah. I would fire. You burn popcorn at work, I think that is a fireable offense. That is harassment. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Fork you to kindness.
Wait.
To the people that want to hold the door for you when you're walking behind them. Listen, if I am not in an active conversation with you or close enough to touch the door myself while you're holding it, just walk through it.
So did that happen here?
Well, yes. Because you have to change your pace. Now I have to speed up.
I see. So this is when the door is being held for you when you are further away from the door than is necessary.
Yeah, and I have to like put a little pep in my step to get there because you're being nice. So now I have to change how I'm walking.
Yeah. So how dare you be nice?
But it's kind of hard though. If you're the person holding the door and you make eye contact with that person that's kind of far back, you're like, they're coming this way.
Yeah.
If you shut the door, if you just walk through and you make eye contact, then you're like, dad, that was kind of cold-blooded.
We have to figure out what that range is to where you're...
I don't know how you figure that out.
You're socially responsible to hold the door.
It's very challenging for me in particular, Antoine. Like, you don't understand my plight of this. Because as a middle-class white guy, I'm judged for everything I do. Remember, I can get in trouble for, or I can be considered mean or racist or whatever. Oh. So me, someone who can be judged... I feel like I gotta hold it all the time in that situation because I don't want to be like racist ass stupid white guy to shut the door on me.
No one's doing that. I was like,
Because I'm holding the door.
No,
so that's exactly why. Not surprisingly, popcorn causes a lot of conflict in the workplace.
Fork you.
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Text 52353 because so many people burned popcorn at Carillion. There is a policy that you cannot pop popcorn in the microwaves in the break room.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because people ruin everything.
Yeah.
I believe Brian had a coworker that ruined everything too. Is that correct, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And what did they do?
He on purposely burnt all the popcorn just so every small kernel in the bag would pop so he can get his money's worth out of it.
How is he getting his money's worth if he can't eat any of it?
Maybe he wants to eat the burnt one.
Did he enjoy burnt popcorn?
Well, he ate it.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I don't understand.
The smell of it, but he ate it.
So who left, him or you?
Me.
Yeah, I would too. I'm like, look, I can't live in burnt popcornville anymore.
How do you?
You should have taken the microwaves with him. He should have left and took the microwaves.
But how do you even eat it?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
It's just so,
it's so bad. It's so burnt and just strong. Really, microwave abuse is a thing at work, right, Nate?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so go ahead, Nate. What is your...
Fork you!
Take it away.
Fork you to the guy that every day this week has microwave fish in the break room microwave.
Fish.
Oh. Yeah. Fish.
Who's my, like what? Like raw fish?
Who's got who's that much seafood? Fish? It's not raw
it's
fish.
It's not raw okay, fish,
but still,
Monica.
But still, he not, well.
It doesn't matter though.
Yeah, I was bothered when I went to, you know, fork raw fish that needs to be cooked in the microwave. Because I got this little to-go meal or whatever, and the fish wasn't cooked, but it said put it in the microwave to cook it. I'm like, I couldn't do it. I put it in the oven anyway.
I wouldn't have eaten that.
So was it some sort of like Lean Cuisine or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, but the fish was raw. Like it was raw.
Fork
fish.
You for buying microwavable fish.
I, yeah, exactly. Fault. I just grabbed it because the picture looked cute. Yeah. It looked good. It looked delicious. And then I got home and I'm like, microwave fish.
Nate, this is the kind of defense this coworker probably has of yours. Like, I don't know. I just bought shrimp fettuccine Alfredo. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Microwaving fish should
that's
be.
Wrong.
That is a, when I'm king of Zach America, that is a federal offense.
Yeah.
Criminal.
Yeah,
microwave
felony.
Fish.
Felony assault.
It
I am
lingers.
Up in, I'm up at it. Laura, good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
All right, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Laura.
Fork you to the people that don't have to go to work on Friday.
Yeah, let's get them. Let's just get them.
Who are you?
Who are
but where
do,
are you?
Is there some other, do they have to work on Saturday? Maybe?
They probably do.
No, not that either.
Do they have to work on Sunday?
Who are you talking about, Laura?
I work at a dentist's office. Okay. And the doctor that I work for works on Fridays. Most of my coworkers don't have to work on Fridays because their doctors are off.
So your doctor, who's all dedicated to his craft.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
How dare you be committed to your patients? Well, he's the worst.
Well, Laura, you should.
No, I'm sitting in the parking lot right now, too.
Yep. Laura, you should take a day off for PTO, but go in on that day. Burn some popcorn in the microwave and then leave. Take the rest of the day off.
And some shrimp. Put some shrimp in there, too.
They'll be
absolutely
waiting for you when you come back.
Yep. And Laura, I'm sure he's probably like an awesome guy, too, isn't he?
I work for a woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I take that.
Well,
okay.
How do you just assume that a man?
Because I'm stupid. I don't know.
Who runs the world?
Because I'm an idiot, okay? That's why. I'm sure she is awesome, right?
Yeah, she is.
See, and it's all the dudes that are taking Friday off. See?
Yep.
That's what it is. That's correct.
But she's making some money, though.
Right. No, Laura's sitting there going, curse me for working for a great person. Text 52353.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. This person, is it? My nerves can't take another pop quiz today.
No.
Like, that's what's
I
happening here.
I completely understand that. Yep.
Fork you. This is Melissa in Christiansburg. Fork you to the guy in the red truck on 81 with the boat going fishing on a Friday. Wish it was me.
It was very particular.
Dude in a red
pain.
Truck.
I know. This person, I totally agree. Fork you to Friday. Taking 5 days to get here and then only 2 days to get back to Monday.
Yeah, that's what it is, though. Give you a taste of the weekend so you can look forward to it again.
I'd rather get sick of it. Yeah. I would like to test me. Try me.
I'd rather OD on the weekend.
Yeah. I'd like to say fork you to all the people that say, well, if you win the lottery, I mean, you probably still work because you get bored. Oh, yeah? Try me out.
Please.
Try me.
Please test that theory out.
Mm-hmm.
I would still work.
Here?
Y'all are something else. Look, don't give judgy eyes.
There's no way. There's no way.
Zero. I don't see any.
Y'all are something
no chance.
Else.
No chance at all.
Judgy eyes in the room.
Now, the reality is I won't be here to see it happen because I'm out, baby. O-U-W-T. 52353. Top moments of the week are next. Mock my cereal. Mm. I still believe Antoine got off easy in his pinto bean punishment, so
he
we'll
did.
Explore that. And I know why. Okay, Antoine, I have it all figured out now because it comes down to the top moments. This explains everything. Because
all right.
if Monica wins the lottery, I mean, you and I will get nothing. She'll buy us Panera one time, and that'll be
maybe.
Yeah. Y'all, whatever.
So we'll still be here, and she says, "Well, I'll still work." And now I know why. It's because she can't get enough Zach Jackson. You love me. Top moments of the week proves everything. Next, the week that was. It's fun to look back, mostly because it's Friday, and we're at the end of all of it.
Yes, the week's over.
Do it.
They always say never look in your rearview mirror, but I think now is a good time. Because you've got the on the horizon, the beauty of the weekend. You can be like, oh, look at all this. All these things. And today, there were punishments. There was romantic tension and sad cereals all here in the top clips. Don't be laughing at my cereal again already. Yes. So quickly. Monica Brooks took great joy in making fun of me for the cereal I wanted as a kid called Prograin.
Oh, my gosh. Prograin.
At least let me say the name of it before you go,
Prograin. I'm so excited for my Prograin.
Quiet. Wow. When I was a kid, I had to have this one cereal because I saw a commercial for it, and it was called Prograin.
Prograin?
I know, but
that sounds exciting.
I know.
You are the only kid.
So, listen
only
to you.
I had a twin.
Ooh.
Oh, we would just lean together and go,
let me go back to Monica. Prograin.
Prograin.
I know, but
that sounds exciting.
I know.
You are the only kid excited for Prograin.
That's the only cereal that came with a dictionary.
Yeah. Shut up, Monica. No one's asking you to sing, so
Other cereal came with toys. His came with like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, well, guess what? That cereal was disgusting, too.
Yeah.
Make fun of me. Top clips. That's okay, because when this all ends, I get to make fun of you at the end. So it's good. In the meantime, let's say good morning to Pinto Bean Terrell. How are you?
Man.
Antoine thought he was sly. How old were you when this happened? Like 8, 9, 10 years old?
I'm like 10.
Okay, 10 years old. Grandmama made him eat a bunch of pinto beans. He didn't like pinto beans, so like a dodo. He says, I'll just scrape them on the floor. No one will notice. You did not have a dog.
I was stupid, did not have a pet.
Nor did you pick up those pinto beans afterward. I mean, who did you think?
I just left them there.
Yep. So 3 o'clock in the morning, we fast forward to what happens next.
3 o'clock in the morning, my grandmother wakes me up and she goes, I need you to come downstairs. She left the beans.
Yes.
We ate dinner probably like 7 o'clock.
Yes.
She left the beans. She goes, clean those up right now. So I clean it up and I start walking out the kitchen. She goes, uh-uh. I turn around. My grandmother made a fresh pot of pinto beans and filled a cereal bowl completely of pinto beans and made me eat them at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Your grandma's weak. I would have made you eat the ones off the
floor. I know.
No.
She's not. Yeah.
Monica and I agree. You got off easy
you
in this
sure
one.
Enough did.
You did.
What kind of prisons did you guys grow up in?
The kind where we ate our pinto beans because we didn't want to eat them off the floor. I'm sorry. Take those beans over that Prograin any day of the week. Tell you that right now. But you know what, Monica? You ain't getting none of this Prograin right here.
No Prograin for Monica.
Right? Prograin.
And she wishes, because it's when I unlocked the secret in my life of how to get women to like me.
Yeah.
By ignoring them. I was a very late bloomer when it came to relationships.
Uh-huh. Right.
Didn't even kiss a girl till I was 20. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's a
that's
minute.
A little late.
Yo, that's late.
That's
I
late.
Understand.
It's late, late.
And I spent that whole time in high school being that guy that... If I had a girl, I would treat her like a queen.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to be with me. That whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you by yourself on that
I was. I know. Cared too hard, Antoine. Way too hard. And then I got to one point, and just one day, it was almost like I woke up, and I thought, you know what? Don't care. I'm good. Don't care.
And a girl walked up to you, grabbed your shirt, and kissed you in the mouth.
They were like knocking down my door.
Oh, was that
yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, you had the ladies.
Uh-huh.
You were working the game.
Oh, sorry, Monica. I'm not talking to you. Antoine! You see?
Monica's been winking at him ever since.
I know.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
Can't
I mean, it was that Prograin. Once he said that, it was like what? The girl said, Prograin.
Sorry, Antoine, did you say anything?
I did not say anything,
good, because I didn't hear anything else. That was all.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Antoine's been crying all week because it's an Avengers thing, so... We're all going to be crying along with him if we don't get a winner right here.
It's all right to cry.
No.
Crying takes the sad out of you.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. If we don't get a winner in the thingy right here, I don't know. I don't know. Cindy, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I have. So, good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Now, Cindy, I do believe you let Antoine know a little nugget about the last few days of the game. So, share with everybody.
the 2 days that there were $90 winners, I knew all of those questions.
Okay. So.
You would have won
all of the questions. All right.
I would have won, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe now it's finally, it leads to this moment. Cindy, you're not on Bluetooth or anything, right?
I am not.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So I want to make sure I don't want there to be any freaking screw-ups or technical difficulties.
Right.
I want it to be right now.
Here
Cindy,
we go.
You got your three free answers, right?
I did,
okay,
yes.
That's a start. That's
all right.
$30. Everybody else, all right, there's Monday. Who cares? So go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page. You know the deal. They're awesome. Great clothes. Shop mm-hmm. there this weekend. Cash for clothes.
It's
everything.
Awesome.
We love having them be a part of this. I don't know if emotionally they can take it if we
I
don't
know.
Do it
like,
today. So we'll see what happens. Okay, Cindy, 60 seconds. 10 questions. Okay. Get them all right. Get $1,000. It's $10 for every one, but let's not even worry about that. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. And there usually is time, so don't worry about it. Just, you know, pass, we'll come back. We can do it. And that is that. Do you have any questions?
No. I'm good.
Good luck. 60 seconds. Everybody listening, just, I mean, join hands. I don't know. I don't know how we do that. But let's do that. Good luck, Cindy. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Here it is. Name one Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Leonardo.
Yes.
Who is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Yes.
Mandy Moore stars as Rebecca Pearson in what hit TV show on NBC?
This is Us.
Yes.
How many items are there in a baker's dozen?
13.
Yes.
True or false? Chester Bennington was the lead singer of the band Soundgarden.
False.
Yes.
How many innings are there in a regulation professional baseball game?
9.
Yes.
SpongeBob's best friend Patrick is what kind of animal?
Starfish.
Yes.
What comedian was supposed to host the most recent Oscars but backed out?
Chris Rock?
No. Justin Timberlake was a member of what 90s boy band?
Pass.
Okay. What actor starred in the movie Speed as well as the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Justin Timberlake was a member of what 90s boy band?
I'm drawing a blank. Backstreet Boys.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not.
No.
I know it's not.
You got $80.
Okay.
$80.
Cindy, what town?
I'm not telling you. Don't, you know what? Cindy, $80.
Oh,
as we head into the weekend. It's Friday, everybody. Okay, let me run
play
it
that
down
song. I was going to play In Arms of an Angel.
No.
Good gosh.
Darn it. Darn it. Oh. You know what?
$80.
This is proof to everybody listening. I'm going to tell you right now, because there's so many people, they listen, they say, I would have won if I played today.
Exactly.
It's so much harder when you get
into
it.
It's okay, Cindy Rusberg.
When you have that pressure, there you go, Monica.
Stop, it's okay. Monica. It's okay, because you go into it's okay pile of Christy of Lynchburg and Jessica of Roanoke.
And Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
It's a fog once you get into the
It is. Let me. The two that you missed. It was Kevin Hart that was supposed to host the Oscars.
And I knew that.
I know. It was a huge thing. And Justin Timberlake was NSYNC.
NSYNC.
But you know what? She got the Keanu Reeves question
she
right.
Did.
So there's at least that. $80. Goodness. Hang on, Cindy.
Oh man.
Well.
All right. I'm leaving. I'll see you all. Have fun with the rest of the show. I'm taking off. I'm out of here.
Oh, man.
K92
Morning Thang is having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I know.
Oh, Monica Brooks has started a Game of Thrones-like list of names from the pop quiz.
Oh, yes. A girl has a name.
Yeah.
You have a list of names over there.
Jessica Roanoke. She has a name.
What's
her name? Christy of Lynchburg.
Becky.
Yeah, Becky.
And now our latest friend.
Girl has no name.
Cindy.
No, she has no name.
Oh, okay.
Rusberg.
Yeah.
She has a name.
All right, maybe Monday. We'll figure it out. Text
52353.
Now I'm questioning the reason for life. I was so ready to cheer for her. I know. Hip Hop Spelling Bee is on the way. The Hip Hop Spelling Bee.
Then that makes us feel better.
Awesome Foursome. That will make us feel better.
Yes.
That'll rise us up. The four songs we need to officially kick off the weekend. Each of us pick one. And then we let you pick one as well. So everybody, let's band together. Let's continue to join hands. And let's get a song that will pump us all up.
Yes.
52353. Let us know the song you want to hear. Name and town. That's my only rule. So we can shout you out if we play your song. Plain and simple here on The Thang. I've been wondering this all morning, Antoine. But I've been afraid to ask.
Okay.
But I'm going to anyway. Monica?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What popped up on your phone?
Oh,
Monica said something unexpectedly popped up on her phone, and I was...
Our phones are just like, they're set up to mess with us.
Oh, yeah. Our phones and social media are set up to screw us over and embarrass us.
It's so easy.
Plain and
simple. So easy to post pictures. Doesn't it scare you every time you log on to Facebook, you want to post a picture and it shows your camera roll?
Yep.
And it makes you think, okay, don't add my entire camera roll.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
It happens, though.
Yeah, Ava had a band concert last night. And, of course, a lot of parents, a lot of kids around. We're all talking and chatting. And I'm like, okay, well, I probably want to put a little something on Instagram, you know, that take some pictures and put them up.
Sure.
Well, the first thing that pops up, of course, on Instagram is like some reality TV star and wearing barely anything. And the picture is huge. Like, it's my screen. And a parent looks over and she's like, huh? I'm like, oh. And it's like, I can't get out of it. It feels like I can't turn it off.
Move,
like, I can't get out of it fast enough. Like, I can't log out. I can't just hit a button. Like, it's not working. My phone is jammed. It's so stupid. But it was a lot.
You just got to throw your phone across the room. Just got to throw it. Just chuck it away.
Is that what it is?
That's what I wanted to do real fast. Yeah, but our phones, I'm like, this is right here. It's set up for you to be in church one day and log into your Instagram, and then that picture pops up.
Why are you logging into your Instagram in
Maybe
church,
I
Monica?
Say, I want to hold it up and do a Facebook or Instagram live. Like this, I'm feeling the goodness of the Lord.
Because, Antoine, does it count if you go into church if you don't show off on Instagram that you went? If nobody knows you went.
People post about everything now. I know, and include myself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. God knows.
Exactly.
But you know what? He never clicks like on any of my posts.
But someone wants to see the Lord in action.
It's the same reason why you need to do a post about anything you do for charity. Because otherwise, how will everyone know how awesome you are if you don't brag about it over and over again?
Well, sometimes when they post, it's bringing awareness. There's a little difference. You got to
I see what you're saying.
You know, you can post and bring awareness. Then there's that post to say, look what I can do.
Yeah.
Showing your receipt and everything.
Yeah. I'm just excited because it could have been way worse with some of the stuff that's on Monica's phone. So.
I was so worried about it, too.
Yep.
I was like, get ready for the sensor
button.
When I
show you the picture, you'll be like, well, it might as well.
You would have had to have moved into church with some of the pictures that you have on there.
Oh, no.
It's a hip-hop spelling bee. It's a hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip-hop spelling bee. It's a hip-hop spelling bee.
Shona.
Here we go now. Let's start the game. The result is probably going to be the same because Monica Brooks, she don't know squat, but at least she can drop it like it's hot. Hip-hop spelling bee. She can't spell rapper names to save her life, but that's okay. Hi, Aaron. You're in the hip-hop spelling bee. Welcome. You are contestant number one. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today?
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay. He has won 100% of the hip-hop spelling bees.
That one time.
You won against Chris Kattan.
Yeah, I know,
doesn't
but
count.
That still counts as a win.
That's half a win, okay? That's like winning a basketball game against a 7-year-old.
But it still counts
as a win. I mean, he's a nice guy, but he was terrible at the game. John, good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Right, John, it's going to be you and Miss Monica Brooks.
That's like
you
Barry
got it,
White.
Monica, you got it.
I think.
Look at John.
Wow, that
John,
voice.
He's taking advantage of his time right here.
Monica is enjoying the smooth moves.
Smooth operator.
John. Hip-hop spelling bee, I give you a rapper or a group, whatever it is, entourage, and you just have to spell it correctly. Spelling bee style. So you say the name, you spell it, you say it again. If you don't get it right, the other person has the chance to steal. First person to three or whenever we get sick of this game. Are we ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Antoine, you were chosen first, so will go first in the game.
Okay.
Hip-hop spelling bee, please spell Charlie Tuna.
What?
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
These are all real rappers. Charlie Tuna.
One more time. Say it one more time.
Charlie.
Charlie Tuna. Okay.
Tuna.
All right. Charlie Tuna. C-H-O-L-I-E. T-U-N-A.
That means you're
Charlie.
Wrong.
Sorry. Monica Brooks. Charlie.
Charlie.
Tuna.
Charlie. The British rapper?
Tuna. I don't know.
Okay.
You are changing the way he's Charlie. Pronouncing it.
Like Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Just go.
Okay. All right. Charlie Tuna. Charlie Tuna. C-H-A. Charlie. L-A-Y. T-U-N-A.
Oh, what? Sorry. No points that round. Charlie Tuna is C-H-A-L-I.
Dang it.
The number two.
Oh, crap.
Oh, Lord.
I hate when you mix it in the numbers.
N-A. Tuna.
Oh,
Tuna. No points that round. Monica Brooks, please spell hip-hop spelling bee. Juice WRLD.
Juice World. And I should know. But okay, Juice World. JUCEWRLD.
Is wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Shame on you. Antoine, your chance to steal.
Juice World. JUICEWRLD. Juice World.
What? I thought. I'm closer, right?
Wow. I am surprised. That one is usually right in front of your faces. So that is Juice World. JUICE. WRLD.
I took off the C. I took off the E.
Both of you spelled juice wrong in that one. The thing that they actually spelled
wrong. I know, but I figured you spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. No points at all in that round. We go to round two. Antoine, please spell Ty Dolla Sign. Ty Dolla Sign. Hip hop spelling bee.
All right. Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign.
T Y D O L L A. Dollar sign, I, wait, no, T-Y.
Oh, can he go back and spell it?
Yes, yes.
Whatever.
Okay. T-Y-D-O-L-L-A, dollar sign.
That's it.
I'm sorry. That means you're wrong.
That is wrong. Monica, your chance to steal.
Oh my gosh, this makes me nervous. I got to pee. All right, Ty Dolla Sign, which I have seen the name many of times. Come back to me. All right, Ty Dolla Sign, T-Y. D-O-L-L-A. Dollar sign. I. No, that'd be cornball. But I'm going with N.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was it?
It's a dollar sign N.
Dollar sign N.
Uh-huh.
No!
What is that? You're wrong.
Oh,
what?
Shame
this
on
game,
both
my
of
gosh.
You.
What is going on?
Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah. You got the first part right. T-Y-D-O-L-L-A.
Yes.
Dollar sign.
Yes.
I-G-N.
I stopped myself.
You did stop.
I stopped myself.
I'm like, it can't be I.
It's the word sign, but he hit the S and the dollar sign.
I stopped myself.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
All right, we got to get a point.
Somebody has tiebreaker. This is sudden death.
Give us an easy one.
Monica versus Antoine. You buzz in with your name. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. The rapper is Lil Xan. Monica.
Ah! Okay. Lil Xan is L-I-L-X-A-N.
L-I-L.
Lil Xan.
X-A-N. Is correct. That's how she do.
I'm not doing my part.
And what they do.
That's what they do. Oh, let's bring in the smooth talk of Betty Crocker here. John, congratulations.
John.
Go, Monica, go.
Go, Monica, go, baby. He gives me chills when he talks.
You know what? We should have brought him in here for
festival.
And what they do.
And what they do. Yeah. And he gets a family 4-pack of tickets to the Strawberry Fest going on at Elmwood Park this weekend. How about it?
L-I-L-X-A-N. Monica Brooks would like to be your date. Should be your dessert after your dessert.
Oh, my goodness.
Should be the shortcake for your strawberries. Or are you the strawberries for his shortcake? How does that work?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'll figure that out.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three ridiculous headlines, all missing a word. Try to fill in that blank. I give it choices. Right. That is blow your mind. Story number one. It's in Mexico. While trying to spy on his ex-girlfriend, a man gets trapped in blank. Is it A, a hole, B, a washing machine, or C, a trash can?
Washing machine.
Trash washing can. Machine. Trash can. The correct answer is a hole that he dug himself.
Oh, that's he dug himself a hole.
I
know, that's corny.
You know what we should do, Monica? Is we should pre-record this and I'll edit in a better joke next time.
Yeah,
let's do that next time.
I like that idea.
Yeah, this doofus, he dug a whole big tunnel. to try to get in the spy on his
That's
ex.
That's dedication.
And then he got stuck in there. There's a lot of issues. He was also drunk at the time, so maybe he had alcohol issues. Yeah, she heard a scratching noise, and she just assumed it was her cat somewhere in the house. And then the scratching got louder and louder and louder. He had dug the tunnel to their house. He was trying to get up into the house. And so it's, help me.
We kind of have to appreciate that kind of commitment. I appreciate that dexterity.
Well, here's the thing. If Ryan Gosling did it in The Notebook, we'd be talking about how romantic it was.
Exactly.
He dug the tunnel of love to get to Rachel McAdams.
Okay, or if Ted Bundy did it, Monica would love it.
Yes, she's a big fan. Story number two. A woman finds out blank is living in her attic. Is it A, 200 squirrels, B, her ex, or C, Nicolas Cage?
Her ex.
You say X, not even hesitating. Antoine, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going squirrels.
You're going squirrels, Olivia?
X.
It is the X.
Yep.
3 weeks he was up there.
What? Because we've heard stories about that where the ex has been living in the house and they had no idea.
Yep. Here's what she has to say about it.
I feel that this is going to affect me for the rest of my life. I had an intuition about it, but I ignored it. I brushed it aside. I didn't want to seem paranoid or, you know, and you never think this will happen to you, but I should have trusted my instinct because I was right.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks.
I mean, how many McDonald's wrappers do you need to see laying around in the attic and hear all sorts of noises if someone's alive up there and living? So, yes, trust your intuition. Final story. Man comes home to find a naked stranger blanking on his couch. Ooh. Is it A, sleeping, B, grinding, or C, drinking juice?
Drinking juice.
Antoine's going with the juice theory. Monica, do you agree or disagree on juice?
I think sleeping.
Sleeping. Olivia?
I say grinding.
Grinding. Everyone has a different answer, and I would like to announce, well, of course, one of you is correct. It's Antoine, drinking juice.
Drinking juice. A little Simply Lemonade, probably. Yep.
And then this is where the story really goes wrong. I mean, yeah, it's already bad that a naked stranger, 67-year-old man, is sitting on your couch drinking juice. But when you go into the room, he starts screaming and pouring the juice all over your carpet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
He starts pouring the juice on the ground, screaming at the dude and running at him. Oh. So he runs out of the house, calls police. They come. He's still sitting there when police get there.
I'm sorry, when someone's naked, though, you're a stranger.
Actually, I need to correct that because it's even worse, Monica.
What?
He wasn't naked.
He wasn't.
He was bottomless.
Which
is just, it's a level of weird when they're wearing a t-shirt.
If you have to fight someone that's naked, you don't want to fight them.
No. They had an advantage.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.